For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Alexander Trimis. A health official says Jackson County will require people to wear face masks in public amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Kansas City Star reports the Jackson County Health Director told legislators that the mandate will go into effect Wednesday. The decision comes just days after Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announced that the city would require all residents and visitors to wear face masks in public starting today. A similar order goes into effect across the state line in Kansas tomorrow at 5 p.m. Columbia Public Schools says it will expect students to wear masks during the fall semester. The Columbia Missourian reports the district had previously said that students would be encouraged but not required to wear masks. The change follows feedback from families, which in general supported the requirement of masks, with some exceptions. The district also said it would allow parents to decide between in-person and remote learning in the fall until next Tuesday. Missouri Governor Mike Parson will not contest the license issued to the state's only abortion clinic following a year-long legal battle over whether the Planned Parenthood Center could stay open. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the administration's decision to issue an operating license last week to Planned Parenthood's clinic in St. Louis makes an appeal unneeded. Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office says the issue is moot and no further action will be taken. After the Department of Health and Senior Services declined to renew the clinic's license last year, meaning it would no longer be allowed to provide abortions, Planned Parenthood sued. Tyson Foods has announced that 371 employees at its chicken processing plant in the far southwestern corner of Missouri have tested positive for COVID-19. The company said in a news release Friday that it tested 1,142 employees at the plant in Knoll from June 17th to June 19th, and 291 tested positive for COVID-19. Of those 291, Tyson says 249, or about 85%, were asymptomatic. The Springfield News Leader reports that an additional 80 Knoll employees tested positive for COVID-19 in separate tests that were performed by their healthcare providers or the state's Department of Health and Senior Services. A white couple pointed guns at protesters in St. Louis as the group marched towards the mayor's home, demanding her resignation after she publicly read the names and addresses of several residents who supported defunding the police department. A social media video shows the armed couple standing outside their home yesterday, shouting at protesters while people in the march urged the crowd to ignore them. Photos from the incident appear to show the woman's finger on the trigger of her weapon and the man's weapon having the safety off as they pointed them at protesters. Demonstrators were heading towards Mayor Lyda Crewson's home, chanting, quote, "Resign, Lyda, take the cops with you." Resignation demands come after a Facebook Live briefing where Crewson read the names and addresses of several residents who wrote letters to the mayor suggesting she defund the police. Crewson apologized, stating she didn't, quote, "intend to cause distress." Pediatric infectious disease experts at Children's Mercy Hospital say schools in Kansas and Missouri should reopen in the fall because the risk of keeping students out of school outweighs the coronavirus risk. Luke Gard works with schools to help them improve conditions that impact student health and performance. He says social distancing and frequent hand washing need to be in every return to school plan.
And we may set up a schedule where literally every hour we're having our kids wash our hands. We just set an alarm in the classroom, we go up and wash our hands.
In countries that have already reopened schools, child-to-adult transmission is uncommon, which should help protect educators expected to go back in August as well. MU will be rolling out new precautions in the fall in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports that UM System President and Interim MU Chancellor Moon Choi says their plans focus on an in-person return to campus in the fall. MU will utilize blended courses with both in-person and remote aspects to achieve proper social distancing. Choi says faculty will be prepared to shift once again to all remote instruction should the public health conditions worsen. In addition to social distancing, MU will require all students and faculty to wear masks while in classrooms and strongly recommend the use of masks in all buildings. The MU Student Health Center will test any student showing symptoms of COVID-19. For those diagnosed with COVID-19 who live on campus, lodging has been set aside for social isolation. I'm Alexander Trimis, KBIA News, Columbia.